News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. A couple of familiar faces and voices. Allison Prince here, Captain Paul Ryerson from the Salvation Army.
Good morning, or good evening, I guess.
Or something to that effect.
Yes, I think it's a little...
We were just both discussing our bell ringing.
Yeah, a couple of us from United Way went out and did some bell ringing for Salvation Army last week, and we had a good time with it. It's a lot of fun. It definitely makes you feel like you're truly living the spirit of Christmas when you're out there ringing the bell and being a part of it and just being friendly to people as they walk in and out. We were out at the mall, and it was a really fun time, so we were really thankful to have that opportunity.
And now that we're, Captain Ryerson, now that we're on the... back end, I guess, of the of the bell ringing, what's the volunteer turnout been like?
The volunteer turnout this year has been actually really, really great. We've had some groups and student groups, families, and businesses who've come to ring out the bell for us. We're in our last week right now. Volunteering this week was a little dry. We pushed out last week for, you know, we're kind of an SOS. We need some help. And people responded, and so we're hoping that we finish this week strong, because as of Saturday, we are putting the red kettles away for the year.
And since we are visiting on Monday, there's still possibly an opportunity, a hole to fill here and there. How do they contact you if someone has a free couple of hours?
The easiest thing to do is to go to SalvationArmyBCS.org. You can sign up right there online. If not, you can just call our office. And we'll be happy to book that up for you and get you on the schedule.
We have visited quite a bit at length about the holiday things that the Salvation Army does. Let's get into the weeds a little bit about what United Way of the Brazos Valley does for the Salvation Army.
Well, the United Way is one of our most faithful partners in this community. And the United Way, their purpose, you know, really what they do here is to be the voice for all of us organizations who every day are seeing people come in and out of our office who are in need and of assistance. And the United Way steps in and says, let's figure out what we can do to help those guys. Let's get some assistance their way. And the United Way for us at the Salvation Army has helped us put, you know, food in people's tables, has helped us keep people from becoming homeless with rent and utility assistance, not to mention just volunteer power to help us out whenever the need arises, even such as ringing the bell. This last week, they were out there holding the bell in their hand and helping us do the most good.
Ah, nice little insert there of the Salvation Army's motto.
Yes, sir.
And Allison, again, another example of being able to network between the Salvation Army and all the other partner agencies.
Well, sure. It's all about fighting together, and we can't do it alone. I say that all the time. No one person can fix the problems. No one funder can fund them. It takes working together. And whether it's going out and ringing a bell together, or whether it's sitting down and strategizing how's the best way to prevent homelessness or to help put food on the tables for families, or even we worked a lot with Salvation Army in disaster response after Harvey, and we met with them daily and we're supporting them in their direct efforts, and us along with several other partners in our volunteer organizations active in disaster group. So it's just all about partnership and working together. I think things like ringing the bell help show that partnership in a different way, that it's not just a financial exchange, that it really is. We're happy to go out and help them with their programs. They're happy to come over and help us. We have a great, great working relationship with many of our partners, and it's a wonderful place to be when you get to work with amazing people fighting for some pretty big issues.
And this is our last visit for the calendar year. Get that elephant out of the room into everybody's speakers as a reminder as you're thinking about your end-of-the-year giving.
Of course, end-of-the-year giving is critical for us as well as many of our partners. Lots of giving happens in those last couple days. I think I read something that 30% of giving happens in the last 3 days or something like that. We want people to be charitable all year long and to be thinking about this all year long. But if it's right at the end of the year and that's when you think about it, right before those taxes have to come to a close for the tax year, that's fine too. And you know, that giving is so important to our organization, our community, our partners. So please do consider a gift. Helping United Way is not just helping United Way. It's 18 nonprofits fighting together. Your gift, whether it's a dollar or $100,000, joins together with thousands of other people's gifts in the community and makes a maximum effort impact in our community. So you can give at uwbv.org, and we will be happy to support your gift in the community and make sure it makes maximum impact.
Captain Ryerson, anything I've missed we need to share with the listeners at the Salvation Army?
Just going on the topic of year-end giving, you know, hold that bell in her hand, and that's an awesome opportunity before the year closes up to come and assist us one last final time this week. SalvageArmyBCS.org. Sign up for your slot and become a bell ringer.
Allison, anything else?
It. Merry Christmas. Our offices will be closed between this Friday and January 2nd. We'll reopen. So we're all taking a little bit of a vacation. That doesn't mean that mail doesn't still deliver and that we can accept checks during that time or online gifts. You're still welcome to do that. But our physical offices will be closed for a couple days to give everybody a little bit of a break over the holidays.
And that's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley with Allison Prince, Captain Paul Ryerson of the Salvation Army on News Talk 1620 WTAW.